gereedschap ruim gereedschap naar de getroffen gebieden te sturen. Het weer bewolking en de weerbewolking in de komende uur veel regen langs de kust waaien. Vanmiddag afwisselend. Vanmiddag afwisselend.
Are you hearing me, please?
Yes, please. Okay, this is Ruth Body. Good.
Say hello to my audience.
Hello. Pleased to be with you this morning, and God give us the strength and the wisdom to learn something.
Then hold on. And please, God bless you. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Greet Mama Razo for us.
Okay. My regards to everybody present there.
All right. Oh, Chief Emmanuel, please, can you speak?
Yes. We were talking about the impact of
the
Queen.
I mean, please, can you greet our audience? Because we are still checking out the volume.
Okay. Regards to everybody on the platform. Yeah. On the list. If you hear me, I'll wish you a very good morning. I'm happy to be on the platform with you.
Let us listen to music a little bit and while we start. Continuing our discussion on the legacies of late Queen Elizabeth II, the legacies of her longest time of reign in the modern history. Well, we are talking about the colonies that were colonized by Britain. So what we are supposed to be the legacy, are there some pros and cons on what they did during the colonization? So I have Chief Maitaki as a guest today, and I also have Miss Ruti Boni, who is also a social worker. Nitaki is a community leader and at the same time an activist among us here. And Miss Ruti Boni is a social worker. And we also have the doctor from Nigeria that is going to join us, Dr. Caroline, who is the founder of the Female Ministers and Ministers Association. So she's going to join us, and also she's a founder of her own perpetress of a school. So our discussion is going to be very friendly, and in case you need to connect with us, please feel free to call the studio line on 020-737-1619. We are discussing on the pros and cons of the legacy of the late Queen Beatrice, Queen Elizabeth II, beg your pardon. And then from last week, some of my guests had made mention that her legacy led them to have English names, and now they are regretting that they were not answering their native names, but instead they are answering a English names, and wanted to know whether there was anything wrong if one would have been answering their native name in the diaspora that we are in. Some of them are in Hungary, and some are in Germany, and some are in Netherlands. So they were wondering if they had come to this lands with their own names, with their own native names, if they wouldn't have been admitted, or the English name they had made a difference in whatever they came to do here. So those are the sort of, I mean, we started looking from inward before we can look into the society. So I asked us, how did the life of the Queen influence us personally, and what are some of the goods and what are so that was where we stopped. So, but now we want to discuss how has the Queen's legacy impacted the development of the former colonies like Nigeria or Ghana. So, please, let's speak spontaneously, and please, let's speak with respect. So, any one of you who has anything to say regarding to this, please, you can definitely speak now. Thank you. What are some of the legacies that the legacy they left in our countries? Does it promote development, or does it hinder it? Yes, the floor is open, please.
Yeah, you can speak, sir. When you talk about legacy, there is a radio talking at the background. I don't know whether it is from your studio.
I can't hear the radio because I try to.
Yes, I'm hearing it here, and it is actually.
The radio is talking?
Yes.
Any one of you?
I don't know where it is talking from, but
hold on. You can definitely speak now. Thank you. What are some of the legacies that the legacy they left in our countries? Does it promote development, or does it hinder it? Yes, the floor is open, please.
When you talk about legacy, we cannot relegate the legacy to herself alone, but it incorporates Britain as a country that colonized.
The radio is talking. We can hear you clearly.
I'm not here. You don't hear me?
We are hearing. So, but come close to your microphone, your own microphone.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, when you talk about legacy, we cannot narrow it to the Queen's personality alone, but she acted or in consonance with the country, Britain. And then you ask, what Britain leave to us as a colonized country? When you ask that,
I beg your pardon, I see hearing the music.
I'm sorry.
Are you still hearing the music? We
cannot. It's gone down a bit.
I don't know where the music is coming from because
it's gone down a bit.
Director, but we can't find any music. We don't know where it's playing from.
I don't know where it is from, but we can continue.
Yes, do please.
When you talk about the country and what the British equip us as a country, I will say that after independence, the British government bequeathed to Ghana an amount of £400,000.
Okay.
And that amount, we normally accuse our first president, Dr. Nkrumah, of using the money to the emancipation of the African continent, so that the whole continent will be free from colonization.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was talking about the fact that the independence of Ghana is meaningless unless it is linked up to the total liberation of the whole continent.
I don't know where it is from. Then
people, Ghanaians, were asking, why should you use money bequeathed to us as a country for the emancipation of the African continent? But that is a legacy Britain left for us, £400. Today, £400 is nothing enough to ameliorate the standard of living of Ghanaians. And for quite a long time, personally, relocating to Europe, when I look back, they have mined gold, diamond, bauxite, timber from our country.
He was talking about the fact that the independence of
colonial era, and there is nothing to show for it. If you ask me the legacy, I am sorry to say, they made only railways from the port to where they can get the bauxite, manganese, carry cocoa and timber away from our country. But nothing so, apart from the forts and the castles they built along the coast. So I think, in a brief or in a nutshell, I will come here and continue as the discussions proceed.
Okay. All right. So thank you so much. We have heard you. So the castle they left behind and the, you didn't say, and the railway, those are the...
They built railways to where to cut our diamond, gold, bauxite, and timber away. And it's unfortunate it is now that this present government is extending railway to the northern part. And the landlord countries in the north of our country, Niger, Mali, Upper Volta, and Burkina Faso, and the rest, they rely on our port in Tema for their imports. And these containers are carried by articulated trucks through our roads, which destroy our roads.
Okay.
We are building a railway system to carry their containers to the north for them. So if you talk about legacy or something we can be proud of as a nation today, it's unfortunate, I will say, what they left for us has not impacted positively on our lives.
Okay. All right. Let me hear from the other speaker, please.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
It's extending railway to the northern part.
Let me hear from you, Ruthie.
Countries in the north of our country.
Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. I would say the death of the Queen, we are very sorry for the loss of their to their family.
Thank you, sir.
And now the new king that we will have in, he must know that we have challenges, because we will say the Queen's legacy doesn't affect us positively at all. But in any case, there are two sides of every coin.
Yes.
So we have the Commonwealth. They have trust. They have scholarship schemes. They made programs to stop, like sustain the environment, stop pollution. There are a lot of things they plan to do. But personally, they are not doing really well, and we are not feeling positive impacts. But we hope that in future, we will say, yes, their legacy is affecting us positively.
Okay, so right now, there's nothing you can say their legacy have done for us. Is that...
No, because right now we are like still struggling with the neo-colonialism system. They are all systems that we rejected and we want to be independent, but indirectly we are still tied to their policies and they are meddling with our affairs. Like the Queen at times goes to visit Ghana and the behind closed doors go and discuss things,
yes,
which we don't really know why she discussed. How many people got scholarships from this Commonwealth Fund?
Yeah.
Nothing. How many houses or money did they allocate in these 50 or 20 years for us to build housing, new? We cannot say. So we will say it's not affecting us positively.
Right. Okay. So then do we say, to what extent would you say Queen Elizabeth's reign either improved or worsened the political and economic situation of Ghana then?
We are still tied to their policies. Well, that's what I'm saying, that every coin has to, when they were living in Ghana, they want to colonize us, they want to use us. They took our people as slaves away. These people work in the Caribbean, everywhere for them. They took our gold, diamonds. That is what the first speaker was saying, that the railways they even built for us is just to cut our things from the diamonds or cocoa or timber from the regions, the hinterland, to the port, and then to Europe.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, and then they give us small money, and then we say it's not enough. Okay. Are we going to talk about compensation? What are we going to do? The security of our people? The diamond and the silver? They stole a lot of things, artifacts from other countries. Talk about India, talk about Benin statues, a lot of things. So we will say it didn't affect us positively. We didn't. All we see is exploitation and then coercing us and promising something and pretending to be nice, but it's not, we cannot feel it on the ground.
Let me hear from Chief, let me hear from Chief Taki.
Let me hear. Madam, I agree to that if you come to colonize us, then you end up exploiting our mineral resources, and then continue to take manpower away to other areas is so unfortunate. This is what has happened. Today, when we ask for reparation for the exploitation that went on in the past, they normally shift it aside, and it is rather unfortunate that today people from Ghana, Nigeria, Gambia, and all the English-speaking West African countries are traversing the high seas and the desert to come back to Europe to offer our labor in terms of cleaning and other linear jobs to survive. This tells me and you that in case they left a beneficial legacy on the colonial countries, this migration would have not occurred now. But because there is nothing to show for it, that is why our kinsmen are continuing to put their lives at risk to come back to Europe. It's unfortunate. You say, if you speak of the legacy, if indeed there was a legacy left for us to build upon, the kinsmen will not be traversing the desert and the high seas back to Europe. It's unfortunate. But that is the situation. That is the bare fact. in terms of clean, there is nothing at home jobs to survive. In Ghana, Nigeria, Gambia, Sierra Leone, and other places to show for. A beneficial legacy.
Exactly. It's true. It's true.
But then, it is sometimes painful. It's painful. But these people colonized us for quite a long time. And there is nothing now to show for it. Today, the only thing I can hear or see about the Commonwealth is the Commonwealth Games.
Legacy, if indeed.
Apart from the Commonwealth Games, we don't see anything concrete being done by these colonial masters to the continent or to West Africa. Instead, our resources were carted away and nothing has actually benefited us as a people.
Okay, let me ask you, Darait. You made mention that they brought some millions, some thousands down to Africa. But do you know if it was, were they also the one who taught our leaders to begin to become corrupt? Because if the money that they brought were utilized for the purpose, I think there will be some things which, if we had used them to invest in something very solid, we can be seeing those things now. It's okay. When they came and they did their dirty job, but out of it came this thing here, or this thing here, or this thing there. You can see those. But the monies that they were given, what was the money used for?
Nothing has actually been. It is rather unfortunate that the monies left for our development, normally accuse our first president, Dr. Nkrumah, of using the money for the emancipation of the African continent. Most of the freedom fighters from the South Africa came to Ghana at the Kwame Nkrumah Ideological Institute at Winneba to be trained to go back to their countries and fight for independence. At Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe was here at Winneba. He married a Ghanaian, Sally, and then they went back to the jungle in Rhodesia to fight for the independence of Zimbabwe. Most of them, Sam Nujoma came from Namibia, Kenneth Kaunda from Zambia. Most of the African leaders in those times came to Ghana to use our resources for their freedom.
Yeah.
But if you ask me about whether that amounted or accounted to the corruption of our leaders, I will say no. You know, because of the backwardness or primitiveness of the blacks in those days, when a leader is appointed or elected into office, all he does is to spend the money within the family circle. Some were sanctioning state coffers and then depositing this money in Switzerland, in their banks, which is very unfortunate. If you look at Nigeria today, first minutes to hear of people queuing for petrol in Nigeria. Nigeria being one of the, producers of oil. And then your people queue for petrol. This tells you that our colonial masters did not bequeath anything direct as the people. And when you talk precisely about the queen as a person, I see her as a ceremonial of the human race. Because queen, some people are questioning the relevance of the monarchy, because it is not even impacting on British citizens themselves, let alone foreigners like we in the diaspora.
Mm. Okay. Let's hear from Miss Lucy, please. Please, okay. Whenever you are coming, feel free to come in. I don't need to be calling you by your name. Just feel free to come in. So that
I'm waiting that he can, So the thing is, as he was saying, that he's a ceremonial head of the Commonwealth. The British is like the Prime Minister, maybe today is Liz Truss and other ones, Boris. They make laws for her and then she just say, okay, I agree. She has nothing special to say. And these people tell us about democracy. When we have our chieftaincy systems, you see, they tell us about world trade. The queen has nothing to say. They tell her, okay, that is what we say. And she said, okay. So she's just ceremonial head. And they think about their countries and their welfare. They are not thinking about their colonial past, how they can pay us, train us. So the whole thing before Nkrumah came, it was just like a storm, like an earthquake. The British came, they shake our people, they shake the culture, they shake the kings, there were wars, people were taking slaves. And then now the new era came and then black man came to take over the reign of his affair. Everything was like earthquake in shambles. We have to learn to fix back our rivers, our chieftaincy system, even make new babies to replace those who are stolen. You see? So now education comes in and they want to, we will have to be educated. So like you are building a house, you have to get a good mason to do your good foundation for us. So if Nkrumah spend money to train people, educate them, because now they're talking about democracy and the Europeans interfering in African affairs. So the thing is just like a big earthquake. Africa was shaking, our culture, our traditions, our religion, everything. And now they bring their new policies in and their new colonial systems. Our money, they said, no, we don't want cowries. You have to use this money. Even if you have gold, you don't have a gold mining machinery. You have to buy the machines from them. They have to come. So the whole thing is still in their hands. So it's still negative. We are still feeling the negative impact.
Why don't they show us? Why don't they show us the exact machines to use to by ourselves or to drill the oil by ourselves? Why don't they show us? Or is it our president? Have they specifically asked for those things and tell them, please recall, when they go, they shake hand with the queen and they are happy that they shook hand with her, and then any other thing becomes nothing. We suppose by now, after 62 years, look, we from Nigeria will be 62 years in the first October. But we're supposed to by now be doing things by ourselves. We're supposed by now to be, having legitimacy over all the oil refining refineries and then doing them by ourselves. But that is not the case. So something is still wrong somewhere.
Something is really wrong, and the Queen legacy for us is not good. We will not say it's okay, everything the way things are. So now I'm just praying that with this new continuation of the king, we have to sit down and really trash out these issues. How can we prosper? How can we have health, good health, the environment, good governance, fairness, our security in our houses? Who is selling the guns to the Africans? Who? Why are they selling guns? Why are they not selling machines for us? To us?
Yeah, but is that they are selling? Are they compelling you to come and buy it at all costs?
Yeah, they will tell you that good thing you have to do is you have to be secure. You have to get security. You have to get guns. And then they go, if you say, no, I don't have money for guns, maybe then they go and say, oh, another group say, I'm not happy about the government, then that person can buy guns. What happened in Sierra Leone about the blood diamonds? What happened? So the legal, the colonial masters, which the queen was just a ceremonial head, you can see that during her death, they can say the head of the Commonwealth, the head of the Commonwealth, and Liz Truss and Boris and all those people, they are there as the British kings, prime ministers who are really running the affairs of the nations. If African nation goes to the World Bank to borrow money, they give us conditions. What is Britain doing for us to give us money? And then they go, if you say, no, I don't have money for guns, maybe then they go and say, another group say, I'm not happy about the government, then that person can buy guns.
And,
what happened in Sierra Leone?
But the fact is this, after 62 years, and we are still blaming them, for me, it's very outrageous. Because it's true that the legacy they left may not have been very pleasant. But did they force us? Did they force us? Are they still the ones who are still carrying money and burying money in potholes and in compounds in Africa? Are they still the ones? Are they the ones putting those ideas in the hearts of our politicians to bury money on the ground? Is it their legacy? Is that part of their legacy?
Well, when you talk about investments or corrupt politicians, if the Commonwealth and the British has anything they want to offer us for us to prosper, they have to call our presidents to order. You see, they have to come to meetings and say, what are the grievances? How can we solve this? Then that is the partnership will be working. Yeah. But they are just like at the background, caring for their own selves. So an African leader can kill or steal or something, and this man is part of the Commonwealth, and they don't say anything, but they shake his hand. They give him guns. They say, oh, the Constitution said this, democracy said that. Mm-hmm. So they are supporting our corrupt leaders. They support them. Our corrupt politicians. Indirectly.
But for me, honestly speaking, I don't know that are into our politics now. Look at politics is coming. Look at the sort of... Look at the lootings. People are engaged in just because they want to be voted in. They want to be voted in, and then when they go in, they now go and corrupt themselves again.
So now the question is, do we go back to our chieftaincy system, and then we take care of our lands, our people, and we do it in a different way? Because they introduce all this democracy system. Eh? Democracy. They say fairness, good governance. But are we getting fairness? Are we getting good governance? Why are they not talking? Why don't we have any court, that Commonwealth court, that the people, the tribes, can present their petitions and grievances, that the queen and his entourage or other people will sit down and trust us once in a year? Why are they not doing that? So I am telling you, they are part of this system. They sell the guns. They're fixing this new police system, the military system. It is their democracy. If somebody says, no, I don't want your democracy, they will overthrow that person, isn't it? So let us say that they are underground. Their current underground us is even more than the people we see.
Chief Nitaki, what do you have to say regarding that?
I would like to have on reparation. Civilization of our human and mineral resources. But when we talk about reparation, the other side of the coin is even if that reparation is given, our leaders has been stealing this same money we get on the continent and then store it back in their countries. And when this money goes there, they don't tell our leaders that, oh, it is wrong, and then we send the money back to us. Let me cite an example here. There was a lady in Nigeria who was appointed in the oil industry. She ended up siphoning and stealing the money from the Nigerian oil to Britain, build estate houses, and invested the money from the oil sector in Nigeria for her personal use. You know, these are the things affecting us as a people. Our leaders are corrupt. I mean, they take advantage of the primitiveness of the indigenous to exploit our resources. And then what worries me is when they send these monies to banks in the Switzerland, in Britain, in the Americas, they don't return the money. They keep it there. And it's very unfortunate. Look, we need technology. It was only last month, for several hundred of years, that they were digging gold. They took all the gold to Europe to be refined. Only last month, Ghana has built a gold refinery. And Ghana refinery can only process 30%, 30% of the gold. The 30% is sent overseas. How can we take it from the ability of coming to mine gold in our country? Or maybe we want to mine gold. They don't have good gold. It's too difficult. They move to start gold for the first time. Colonialism. They have actually exploited us to an extent that there is nothing to show for it. And it's that technology. Technology has eluded us since time immemorial.
Even if I can come in here talking about the mining of the gold, they are talking about the chemicals and other things polluting our rivers, and they are uprooting cocoa trees. And even now in some of the cocoa trees, they can trace chemicals of poison and toxins in the cocoa. So EEC is saying very soon they will not buy cocoa from Ghana. Why do we have to sell gold to the world when we need all our people need their cocoa trees and cocoa money to run the country? Why is he not saying that we should stop mining, or all of them put their hands together and tell African leaders and their people that mine in only these areas, leave the cocoa trees and the cocoa areas alone, the food areas? No, they want their gold, so they put their chemicals in our soil. And then they are saying, we don't want to buy cocoa. So what is the cocoa farmer going to do?
Madam, you know one thing. Previously, the Europeans, when they came to Africa, or Ghana to be precise, they were doing deep mining. They used shaft to go underground to mine the gold. But today, and the Chinese, they are doing surface mining. And when they do the surface mining, they excavate about 10-5 feet on the surface, and then they use mercury. The mercury seep into our river bodies, it seep into the soil, and like Madame is saying, it eventually affects the quality of our cocoa. Now, the Europeans are saying they have discovered traces of mercury in our cocoa beans. So they have banned the importation from Ghana.
Wow.
These are some of the unfortunate things that is happening.
Right.
They were doing underground mining. Now they are doing surface mining. Polluting our river body. Destroying our forest is dead. And when we try to fight against it, it's unfortunate. Other Ghanaians will get up and say, if you stop the Galam say, we will vote for you again. So it can turn a political coup to exploit our natural resources in a very bad manner by using people.
Let us also welcome Dr. Carol Dixon, all the way from Nigeria. She has joined us to this broadcast. So, Dr. Carol, please welcome.
We miss you.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning to you all.
Good morning. You are welcome.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah. So we are Dr. Carol is she's the founder of the Female Ministers and Ministers' Wives Association in Nigeria, and she also is a proprietress of a school. So we are fortunate to have her before she can go to join her school and to know how the teachers are busy with our school. So thank you so much for making time to join us this wonderful afternoon.
My pleasure, thank you.
All right, we are discussing about the legacy of II, who passed on and who happened to be the longest reigning monarch in our modern history. We've discussed on some of the legacy on personally on the people, and now we are discussing on the legacy they left in political legacy and economic legacy in some of the colonies where she colonized. So that's why you can hear my other panelists. They are from Ghana and they are speaking about the harm, about the gold that they are mining and how the British have come to mix up things with the gold, and the gold is no more what it's supposed to be any further. And while mining the gold, they're also damaging the land for them. And also the cocoa also, they are being able to pollute the cocoa to the point that a time is coming when Britain will no more be demanding to have cocoa from Ghana. Some of the railways that were constructed based on exploitative purposes. So they constructed them from the hinterland, from the city to the hinterland, so they can harness the
crops. Volume, please.
Yes, they can harness the crops. They can take the crops from the hinterland. That's the purpose of the railways that were constructed and other infrastructures. So they were mainly for exploitative reasons. So do you have something to add to what they have just said? Because we've started for a long time expecting you to join us, but you were not.
Yeah, I did not get that notice. I was waiting.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I didn't get the notice. I would say for me, to some people, they are mourning the queen for what she did to them. She did for them in their own European country, nations. But for us over here as blacks, as a Nigerian woman, I appreciate the fact that the queen was an epitome of beauty and intellect, you know, leader that loved her nation. She loved her country. Yeah. Her own country, not my country.
Can you explain that to us, please?
Yes. I mean, she was a great leader to their country because she was passionate about her country.
Yes.
She was passionate about her kingdom, the monarchy kingdom,
yes,
the European kingdom. But to us as blacks, we feel pains and we are traumatized with were the things she left behind that we are still suffering to date.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from the things that were stolen from the Benin Kingdom,
yes.
If you come to the south in Nigeria, the production of gas, the after effect, the pollution it has caused in the air, in the atmosphere,
yeah.
has caused a lot of ailments for the blacks.
Of course, now, but was she the one who set it on ablaze? It was by accident that those things happened, isn't it? By accident that the place caught fire.
Oh, who were those who masterminded all the looking for money in Africa?
Yeah,
because the gold in Ghana and the oil and gas.
Our people, look at how our people are doing it through the crude. Look at how our people are siphoning the crude oil and moving it out and selling it, the crude oil. So
who started those companies here? Our black people? Did they have the knowledge before they started now siphoning and sending outside of Nigeria? Now, even in our own houses, if you touch our curtains, if you install curtains and then you touch them after about 1 month, they are black. At times, some doctors have told us when some patients come to the clinic, when they clean their nose in the morning, most people in the south, when you clean your noses in the morning that way, what you see is black. Air pollution.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, the damages that
the corrupt leaders, all the money our corrupt leaders are taking to Britain, taking to Switzerland, all the money moving to Germany and moving to France.
They are helping them to keep it. So why are they helping them to keep it?
Did they force you to bring the money?
Sorry?
Did they force us to bring the money? I mean, they are in their country and we are carrying our money in bags and going.
We are in an ID system where truth is upheld. When somebody is doing bad, when they bring money, you tell them to send it back to their nation to develop their country. No, you will not keep it for them and hide them. They will not run to you for refuge when they have plenty money. Okay, why are they not the common black? Why are they not recognizing the common blacks over there? Now, Archbishop Ruth Dukeno, if I may ask you, the producer of this program, do you feel free to go to the Buckingham Palace to have discussion, conversation with the Queen?
No, just like they also cannot just feel free to go to Aso Rock. Our own is Aso Rock. I don't know what they call
Are
it in Ghana.
Sure they don't feel free to go to Aso House. Rock.
You cannot just go to meet any government or any minister that way. It's not very possible.
But is there no dike? Are you saying there is no colonialism or something? Are you saying?
No, I'm not saying there is none, but what I'm saying is that for 62 years, because very soon Nigeria will be 62 by 1st October, we are still putting blame and blaming and blaming and blaming them.
Yeah, because it's the after effect of what their rule, their colonial rule, how they affected us.
But are we going to be only talking about how they affected us? And then we ourselves, what are we doing? Are they the ones teaching us to go and bury money in the farm? Look at all the money that EFCC, they are discovering in the farmlands and they are discovering in the soccer waste, money that is being pushed to those places and buried there. And by the time they bring out this money, termites have eaten them up. Is it also the British colonialism that is making us to go and hide money in such places?
No,
is it that they came with some and since then we have refused to develop? We have refused to change.
That's personal greed. Personal greed. Instead of using the money to develop our nation,
yes,
they are hoarding the money,
yes,
and making the poor masses to suffer.
Yes.
Now, why will you interpret what just happened? I heard from a discussion on television yesterday that the heads of state that went for the Queen's burial, the blacks, yeah, heads of state, they were put in a bus to attend the burial. why they entered their Porsche cars to go for the same barrier. Now, how do you explain that?
Oh,
class demarcation, yes, class difference. How, yes, do you explain that? Why would they put our heads of state in a common bus? Can't we ride limousine? Do we forbid riding limousine? Oppression.
Madam,
of oppression, colonialism, and what have you?
So if I may come in here, it is indirectly they are still doing what they do, colonize, manipulate,
that's right,
you know, disrespect, that's us, right, just, that's to exploit, take every good thing they want from us, that's, and they, right, pretend they are angels, we are the bad, we are the greedy ones. No. Who is selling the guns to the people to kill and rob?
Why
can't they sit down and say, give their money, give the nation's money back to them? Okay, we are selling only cement and machines for this money this politician has stolen. And then they deport the politician. Why did they grant refugee status to the politician?